Hello， 先打个招呼给网上的弟兄姐妹们。
First of all, we're gonna say hello to those who join us through Zoom.
Hello to everybody here.
大家现在也好。
Hello to everybody on the road.
哎呀，在 Zoom 里面的朋友，你们好。
那今天呢，我们要讲一个很重要的一个信息。
Today we are going to talk about a very important message.
就是关于这个十亿奉献的真理。
So it's the truth about giving tithes and offering.
那这个关于这个十亿奉献的真理呢，大家好多人很想听。
So regarding to the teaching on tithes and offering, a lot of people were wanting to listen to this message.
但是好多的时候呢，又不知道怎么做。
However, there's a lot of occasions that you felt that you don't know how to add it out.
好多人呢会有很多的 struggle.
And for some other people, they have a lot of struggles when they're giving tithes and offerings.
好多人在这个牧师呢在讲这个道的时候呢，也不知道怎么讲。
So and also for the pastors, it's very hard for a lot of pastors to talk about on this topic.
讲的时候就是会众觉得这是牧师是不是也要钱了。
So when you talk about this kind of topic, people will think, okay, is the pastor asking for money?
有时候呢就说牧师就请别的教会的牧师来讲。
So sometimes the pastors will invite someone else from other churches to come and talk about it on this topic.
其实我在讲这样的信息的时候也会有很多的挣扎。
So for me as well, when I talk about this kind of message, there is always a battle for me.
但是我觉得神呢教导我很多的功课，就是说让我有全心的爱，要爱大家。
However, I felt that God has taught me lessons before that, so that I can love you with my whole heart.
所以呢，就是说在全心的爱里面呢，没有惧怕。
So because perfect love will cast out all fears.
所以我在神的面前有很多的悔改，我为什么过去不敢讲呢？是因为怕别人。
So in the presence of the Lord, I have repented because in the past I do not want to talk about this passage and message because I was afraid.
但是最近呢，就是说神说你一定要讲这个信息。
However, in the recent days, I felt that the Lord want me to talk on this message.
那这个信息呢，对大家就是以后在灾难里面。在一切变动里面，怎么样来跟随主得蒙神的保守呢？是非常非常的重要。
So this message is very important in the coming days when the trials and tribulations come.
那为什么这个十亿奉献跟这个会很有关系呢
？How come tithes and offering has anything to do with the tribulations and the troubles？
那等一会我再讲。
So I will talk on that later.
那最近大家可能就说在电视上啊、新闻里面看到，在 Abbotsford， 在这个七号公路发生的事情，泥石流啊，这个淹水啊。
So recently, you all have heard about the flooding, the mudsliding on Abbotsford and Highway 7.
其实，在 Abbotsford 下大雨的那一天，最大雨的那天，我就在 Abbotsford.
So. Actually, I was in Abbotsford on the day when the rain came the heaviest.
那本来要去另外的地方，但是呢，神阻挡了我。最后我回来去医院去看望过去的一个弟兄。
So I was supposed to go somewhere else, but God have stopped me from going there. So instead, I turn around and visit one of the brothers in the hospital.
其实我当时想冲过去，我找好多条路想冲过去。
Actually, I want to go forward. I found different roads so that I was able to go through, but I didn't.
其实我在一个地方呢，我是违禁，我进入一个禁区，我看到说是 road closed， 我说不行，我一定得闯过去。所以闯过去以后呢，我说不对不对，我一个牧师怎么不听人家这个指示呢？对不对？我赶紧回来说，再不能这样子，肯定有他的原因。
So I was actually entering into a road that it said it was supposed to be closed. So after I went into the road, and then I realized, no, I cannot do that because I am a pastor. I cannot do when they say you can't. So I turned around and came back.
我左边走一条路，右边走一条路，那就怎么走都是光的。
So I actually went to the left and went to the right, but no matter where I go, all the roads were closed.
那个在医院里面那个弟兄呢，他太太打电话来，他说这个弟兄好长时间就是想要见我，啊，那我说等我做完事情，晚上回家以后再去看吧。
So, I got a phone call from the brother who is in the hospital. His wife actually called me and saying that this brother wanted to see me for a long time. So I told him, okay, I will come back tonight after I finish all my business. Then I will go visit you.
但是呢，那天神就是阻挡我不能做我的事情。最后我一想，我说神可能就是要我去医院去看那个弟兄，我就立刻打电话，我2点就去了，不是下午6点。
So, but I felt the Lord was stopping me from going, so I thought maybe God want me to visit this brother instead. So I stopped going where I supposed to go and turned back and went to the hospital at 2 p.m. instead of going in the evening, 6 p.m.
回来才看新闻，哦哟 boy.
So after I came back from home and I was watching the news, then I realized what happened.
啊、后来我们也关心，就是说住在阿伯斯特福德的几个弟兄，我认识的牧者，就问候他们究竟情况怎么样。
So after that, we start calling all of those friends and brothers and sisters that live in the Abbotsford and their churches, pastors.
但是感谢主，他们的房子呢都在高地上。
So praise the Lord, all of their houses were on a higher ground.
其中一个弟兄呢。就是住在 Abbotsford 的高地上的，在多年前，就是在一次泥石流的时候呢，神告诉他不要去那条路，他就得救了。
So one of the brothers who lived on a higher ground in Abbotsford, so many years ago, that God told him not to go to a road, and that road later on had a mudslide. So because he listened to the Lord, he was saved.
那当时呢，就是说他要去 Kamloops。但是呢，要走一条路。但是他在祷告的时候，神说不要走那条路，走另一条路。
So he was actually going to Kamloops. He was on the way to Kamloops, and then for some reason, God spoke to him, saying that he cannot take that road. So he turned around and went to a different road.
回来看新闻的时候呢，发现他原来准备要走的那条路上发生了泥石流。
So after he came back and he watched it on the news, the road that he's supposed to take had a mudslide.
弟兄姐妹，你希望很清楚地听到神的声音吗
？So brother and sister, do you wish to listen clearly the voice of God?
那你希望在这一切的灾难里面，神保守你吗
？So do you wish to be protected in among all of these troubles and tribulations?
你可能问说，牧师，这跟十一奉献有什么关系
？So you may question, pastor, what does it have anything to do with tithes and offerings?
那这有非常大的关系。
But there is a big relationship, between these two.
当你听完，你就知道了。
So you will understand it when you finish listening to the sermon.
那第一个呢，就是我们要从圣经的这个旧约里面，我们看看旧约里面怎么讲。
So first of all, we are going to look at the Old Testament to see what it says about.
首先呢，我们放到创世纪14:17-24。
Let's turn to Genesis 14.
对，14。
Chapter 14. Genesis chapter 14.
17-24。
Verse 17 to 24.
这里呢，讲到亚伯兰。撒拜基大老马和与他同盟的王回来的时候，索多玛王出来，在撒维谷迎接他。撒维谷就是王谷。If you read English, read yourself, chapter 14:17-24. 又有撒冷王莫吉西的带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司。他为亚伯拉罕祝福说：“愿天地的主，至高的神，赐生于亚伯兰。至高的神把敌人交在他手里。”你是应当称颂的，亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗的。索多玛王对亚伯兰说：“你把人口给我，财物你自己拿去吧。”亚伯兰对索多玛王说：“我一定向天地的主至高的神耶和华起誓，凡是你的东西，就是一根线、 一根鞋带我都不拿，免得你说我是亚伯拉罕父祖。只有仆人所赐的并与我同行的亚奈，你是个梦里所应得的俸禄，可以任凭他们拿去。欢迎后面的年轻的弟兄姐妹们啊，今天我们讲这个十一奉献，对以后神保守你能不能听见神的声音非常有关系。
So welcome those among us, the younger generation.
在这个灾难里面呢，能不能听到神的声音，能不能得救，非常有关系。
So today we're going to talk about tithes and offerings. It has something to do with whether you will be.
所以你要仔细的来听。
Protected from the coming trials.
那现在呢，我们看到创世纪的时候呢，这是十一奉献最开始的一个例子。
So now we are on, this is the first example in the Genesis, the Old Testament about tithes and offerings.
那这个亚伯拉罕为什么要给这个墨迹西的十分之一呢？
Why did Abraham give tenth of everything to Melchizedek?
那墨迹西德给他做了什么呢？
What did Melchizedek did to him?
他值得亚伯拉罕把辛辛苦苦这个带着头颅啊，头提在手里面得来的东西给他十分之一吗？
Did he deserve the things that Abraham did, because Abraham was risking his life to get all of things, and he giving tenths of everything to him. Did he worth that?
那这就非常非常的奇怪，他凭什么就是说亚伯拉罕要给他十分之一呢？
So why did he deserve to receive the tenth of everything from Abraham?
那就因为这个墨迹西德给他祝福吗？祷告吗？
Is it because he was blessing him? Blessing him?
那今天作为一个人给你祝福，你觉得那么重要吗？
So if today someone is giving you his blessings, do you think is that important?
这个亚伯拉罕也非常的奇怪，他又做了另一件事情，就是说索多玛的榜呢，要把所有的要给他，但是呢，他说不要不要，你的一根线一根鞋带我都不拿。
And also Abraham did something very strange when King of Sodom said to him that he will give him everything except for the people, but Abraham refused and saying that I will not even take a thread or thorn of a sandal from you.
那亚伯拉罕当时为什么要做这样做？
Why did Abraham do this?
那他知道他的得胜是从神而来。
He knew that his victory comes from the Lord.
他带着三百人去打四个王的军队，他能打胜吗？
So he took only 300 men and he went against four kings. Can he win?
他非常的清楚是神让他得胜。
And he knew clearly that it was the Lord who gave him the victory.
所以他把十分之一呢献给神。
So that's why he gave tens of everything for the Lord.
那这是第一个在创世纪里面十分之一奉献给神的一个例子。
So this is the first example in the Bible that talks about tithes as the tenths of offerings.
那今天我们不很详细的讲，但是你仔细看的时候，神会给你很多的启示在这里。这亚伯拉罕这个人非常的特别。
So I'm not going to details, but if you read on your own, God is going to reveal to you the important message about tithes and offerings.
你知道现在我们所进入的跟耶稣基督的约呢，其实是通过耶稣基督进入了跟亚伯拉罕的约。
So today we are entering the covenant with Jesus. It's actually entering into the covenant between Jesus and Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕呢，成为了万国之父。
So Abraham became the father of all.
神给他这样的一个命定和呼召。
So God have given him this. Destiny.
这是与他怎么样认识神很有关系。
So it's God gave him his callings. It has a lot of something to do with how he responds to the Lord.
啊，这是第一次讲到十一的奉献。
So that was the first example of giving tens of our
effort. 那第二次讲到十一的奉献是他的孙子雅各在逃难的时候。
So the second instance is on his Abraham's grandchildren, grandson Jacob, when he was on the run.
我们如果翻到创世纪二十八章二十到二十二节。
So if you turn to Genesis, chapter 28, verse 22.
那如果你读英文的话，你自己来读。
If you read on English, you can read on your own as well.
当时他逃难的时候，逃避他哥哥的时候呢，非常的辛苦，他就一直求神来保守他。
So because he was running away, Jacob was running away from his brothers. So the journey was hard. So he was constantly praying to the Lord to protect.
所以二十节到二十二节这样讲，雅各许愿说：“神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安的回到我父的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立为柱子的石头，也必做神的殿。”凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
So that's why 我要读吗？
来读一下。
So verse 20, that's why Jacob was saying he made a vow, saying that if God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I'm taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God, and this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house.And of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth.
那雅各怎么想到要许这样一个愿呢？
How come Jacob wanted to make this kind of vow?
难道神要吃他的牛，吃他的羊吗？
Is it God wants to eat his cow or his sheep?
那为什么他要许这样一个愿呢？
Then why did he make a vow like this?
啊，他要来的时候有没有圣殿？他要拿这些给神做什么？
Then there was no temples or God's house. What can God do with all these things that He gave?
但是他这样许愿，他也这样做了。
However, he made this kind of vow and he did according to it as well.
他呢，真正的继承了他爷爷亚伯拉罕的祝福。
So he truthfully inherited the blessing of his grandfather.
那这是雅各所做的，大家也可以再仔细的做一些默想。
So this is what Jacob had done. So you can also meditate on this.
那后来在摩西的时代呢，神就借着摩西呢，把这个十一奉献写在了律法里面。
And also during Moses, God through Moses, God has recorded about like tithes and offering in the Bible.
那我们来读一节经文。有很多的经文在旧约里面讲到十一奉献，但是我们来读其中的一节经文，是利未记二十七章三十到三十四节。
There are many verses about tithes and offering in the Old Testament. However, today we are going to read Levites, chapter 27, verse 30 to 34.
第三十节，地上所有的，无论是地上的种子，是树上的果子，十分之一是耶和华的，所给给耶和华为圣的。啊，人若要收这十分之一的什么物，就要加上五分之一，放牛群羊群中一切所长下经过的，民地使之要归给耶和华为圣，不可问是好是坏，也不可更换。若定要更换，所更换的与本来的牲畜。都要成为圣，不可赎回。这是耶和华在西奈山为以色列人所吩咐摩西的命令。这里讲到呢，就是所有地上的出产的，还有是树上的果子啊，包括羊群、牛群的，一切长下经过的，都十分之要归给耶和华。
So it's on Levit 27 verse 32 34. It says that everything from the ground, from the land, and all the trees, and all the animals, everything, you have to give tenth.
在另外的经文里面呢，有记载，就是说这个十分之一呢，其中有一个支派是利未支派，它完全是四分之一的，没有地，也没有产业，耶和华就是他们的产业。这是第一个呢，就是要供给利未人。
And also, Bible talks about the tribe of Levi. They do not possess any land or possessions, and they are set apart for the Lord to serve for the Lord as a tenth of the offering for the Lord.
那第二个呢，就是说要用这些来帮助地上贫穷的人。
And also, the tithings from the people are also used for helping the poor.
那第三个当然就所有敬拜神的圣殿里面一切的需用。
And also, the third purpose is to for the house of the Lord. Everything that they do, they need to use from the tenth of the offering from the people.
那以色列人呢？那个时候就非常非常的忠心，但是呢，不同的时代有不同的状况出现。
So, Jewish, they were following all the commandments from the Lord, but of course, during different realms, they will have different kind of customs.
在他们后来被掳的时代，回去重建圣殿的时候呢，就神就又重新的来教导这一个真理。
So after they were taken over by other people, and after they returned to the land, God has given them teachings on tithes and offering again, so that they can serve in the Lord.
因为那个时候的人呢，好多回归到圣殿里头呢，他们就从这个被掳之地啊受了很多的苦，回去以后呢，为自己聚集很多的东西，但是呢，他们不太关心圣殿能不能重建。
Because when they returned to the land, because they were under oppression from the enemies, a lot of people, even though they returned to the land, they started gathering possessions for themselves, and they did not pay a lot of attention for the house of the Lord.
那但是呢，他们发现他们做的很多，但是储藏的很少。
So they found out that even though they did a lot, however, they did not receive a lot.
但是好像。好像神不看顾他们的财物，这个地也不为他们效力。
As if the Lord was not helping them, as if the land was not, producing enough for them.
那所以神呢就通过先知马拉基，就向他们讲话。
So God again spoke to them through the book of Malachi.
这里呢，我们读一下马拉基书第二章，第三章。第三章第八到第十二节。
So we can read Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 10.
那人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当向的供物上，因你们同国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。万军之耶和华说：“你们要见当纳的十分之一，全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至物处可容。”万军之耶和华说：“我必为你们斥责蝗虫，不容它毁坏你们的土场。你们田间的葡萄树在未熟之前也不掉果子。”万军之耶和华说：“万国必称你们为有福的。”因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
要读一下吗？
你可以读一下。
Okay, Malachi chapter 3, verse 7, verse 8. Will man rob God, yet you rob me? But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse. The whole nation of you because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house.Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have enough room for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your field will not cast their fruits, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nation will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty.
这里说，因为他们呢，好像一个咒诅临到他们的地上，神呢通过先知说是你们夺了神的东西，抢了神的东西。
So it says that there is a curse that was on the people because they are robbing the Lord.
大家喜欢听这样的话吗
？So does anybody like to listen to this kind of things?
我们现在加拿大的人喜欢听正面积极的话。
So in Canada, we all like to listen to positive message.
这话是谁讲的
？However, who said this?
这话是王炳讲的吗
？So is it spoken by Pastor Bing?
其实这些话也对我自己讲，我常常看到对我自己讲。
So actually, this kind of words also speaking to me as for myself.
神说呢，就是说你没有十一奉献在，你在夺神的东西，你在抢神的东西。听了这个话，我很不舒服。
So it's uneasy for me when I hear words like this, like when you don't give tithes and offerings, you are robbing God.
那神说你在抢他的东西。
God saying that you are robbing from him.
你说这不是我挣的钱吗？怎么你说我在抢你的东西，你在抢我的东西了？
So isn't this the money that I made by my own hands? Then why are you saying that I'm robbing the God that you are robbing me instead?
弟兄姐妹，但愿神把这样的启示放在你的心里面，要知道神的话就是要来祝福你。
So I pray that the Lord will give you revelations.
那下面立刻就讲到什么呢？他说你要试试，当你把神的东西带到神的家里的时候呢，神要敞开天上的窗户，要倾覆给你。
So after that, he said that you can test me. So if you give the tithes and offering into my house, I will open the floodgates.
所以弟兄姐妹，我刚才讲到，一开始讲到呢，就十一奉献跟你能不能听见神的声音非常有关系。你能不能在经济上受祝福，将来在灾难里面能不能得救，都非常的有关系。为什么？
So that's why I said early on that when tithes and offering has something to do whether you can hear, listen clearly to the words of the Lord, and also how you can be prevented from all the tribulations in the world.
今天这里讲的呢，神说你没有十一奉献，你抢夺了他的东西。你如果认为你抢夺了他的东西，你有福了。
So here it says that if you don't give tithes and offering, you are robbing the Lord. If you think you are robbing the Lord, then blessed is yours.
啊，你如果觉着他为难你的话，弟兄姐妹，你要小心，你对神的认识差的实在太远。
However, if you think God is, you know, like creating a problem for you, then you have to be careful.
或者你觉着教会的牧者这些人问你要钱。你要小心。
Or else you think that the pastors in the church is asking you for money, then you have to be careful.
那这是神说呢，当你把这个十分之一是当纳的，是他的，你送给他的时候，他要倾覆给你。
So here it says that if you give the tenth of everything that is supposed to be his, then he will pour down his blessing on you.
所以当我听到这样的话的时候呢，我觉得我对神的话一九是一，二九是一，所以我在十一奉献上从来都不含糊，没有任何的问题。
So for me myself, but because the word to me is plain as black and white, so I just do whatever he asked me to do. So in regards to this teaching, I have no problem for myself.
我不想让神说我在偷他的东西，夺他的东西。
Because I don't want God to think of me robbing him.
你想说我神说他你在夺他的东西，那是怎么样一个怎么样过日子呢？
Just imagine like how are you going to live your life if God is saying that you are robbing him.
啊，你说我就是不管这些话语。
And you say that oh I will just ignore all of this.
如果你不能听这些话语，将来神说大灾难来临的赶紧逃跑，你能听吗？
If you don't listen to what he says in the Bible, then if a big tribulation came and God says run away, can you still hear that?
那所以呢，就说是我们中间有很多的见证在这里，我们好多的做十一奉献的人，神怎么样来祝福他？这很多的见证在我们的中间。
So there are many testimonies on giving tithes and offering among us.
所以你的眼睛要注重在哪里？读这段话语的时候。
So where do you put your emphasis on when you read this verse?
那其实我自己奉献呢，并不是因为这句话语，而是我觉得神非常的爱我。
So for myself, I am not giving tithes and offering because what it says here. I give tithes and offering because God loves me.
Yeah.
Because of God, yeah.
所以我非常非常乐意的奉献。
So that's why I am very grateful when I give.
当然我也不想让他说我在抢他的东西。
Of course, at the same time, I don't want him to think of me as, you know, a person who robs him.
但是我没有任何的 issues 这方面。
But for myself, I don't have any trouble issue of dealing with this.
那大家可能有另外一个问题，就是新约和旧约是不是还是有很大的区别呢？
So you may question that Old Testament and New Testament, is there any, like, you know, differences between the Old Testament and New Testament?
那新约的时代是恩典的时代吗？
So is the New Testament is the time for grace and, you know, grace?
那弟兄姐妹，新约和旧约有一些区别，我很快的给大家总结一下。
So, brother and sister, there are some differences between the Old Testament and New Testament. I will quickly summarize them for you.
第一个呢，耶稣呢，他说他不是废掉律法，是要成全律法。他并没有废掉任何的律法。
First of all, when Jesus came, he said he's there to, he's not there to, he is there not to remove any commandment, but to accomplish all.
Fulfill all. 那比如说，就是说这个，我们现在基督徒做，不做好多的东西，比如说旧约里面有献牛啊、献羊啊。圣殿里面的很多东西我们是不做的。好多弟兄姐妹说，我们不是不做了吗？旧约的东西。
So here in the New Testament that we don't, you know, actually go and sacrifice a cow or a sheep, and you may say, okay, now we don't do like these things anymore.
不是我们不做了，而是耶稣已经做了。
It's not because we don't do it anymore. It's because Jesus has done it for us.
那圣经里面讲呢，耶稣是更完全的牺牲。代替所有的牛羊。
So the Bible says, Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice, so that it replaces all the, you know, like cows and sheep.
那弟兄姐妹，我相信你要非常愿意的来知道新约和旧约的区别。
So brothers and sisters, I think that all of you need to understand the differences between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
弟兄姐妹，愿意不愿意啊？
Brothers
and sisters,
are you willing to hear that?
Yeah. 弟兄姐妹，后面的弟兄姐妹，愿意不愿意知道新约和旧约的区别啊？
So those who are sitting at the back, do you want to know the differences between the Old Testament and the New Testament?
Yeah. Hello, guys on the back. Do you want to know the difference between New Testament and Old Testament?
这后面的你们想知道旧约跟新约的区别吗？
Yes, OK. 那你会看到说，我们为什么今天不去献牛献羊？是不是旧约我们不做了呢
？So you're saying that do we no longer do what the Old Testament does because we're no longer offering cows and sheep anymore?
所以这些在仪式上的东西呢，耶稣已经做了。
So all of these on 仪式上 all these on the outside, God has already done it.
那还有一个关于食物的洁净不洁净这些呢？耶稣的宝血，圣经里面新约说已经洁净了。
And also on the issue, whether the food is clean or unclean, like all of these, Jesus have cleansed it all.
所以你今天可以吃猪肉。
That's why today you are allowed to eat pork.
那旧约里面的犹太人不吃猪肉的，对吧？
所以 the Old Testament they do not eat pork.
所以今天你吃猪肉呢，不必定罪。
So that you will not be condemned if you consuming, you know, pork.
那另外一个关于道德的这一些律法会怎么样呢
？However, on the commandments on your, you know, like issues on your morale, what does God say?
神并没有废掉任何的东西。旧约说不可以拜偶像，难道新约就可以拜偶像吗
？So God did not like refute all of these. So in Old Testament it says you cannot worship idols. But can you worship idols now?
那因为是新约的时代，恩典的时代，你就可以拜偶像吗
？So is it because now you are in the New Testament, then you no longer follow that kind of thing and you worship to idols?
旧约里面说你要孝敬父母，难道新约就不应该孝敬父母吗
？So in the Old Testament it says you have to respect your parents. So in the New Testament, do you still respect your parents?
旧约里面要十亿奉献，新约里面就不应该十亿奉献吗
？So in the Old Testament it says you have to give tenth of everything. So in the New Testament, do you still give tenth of everything?
那耶稣来说呢？耶稣所做的一切呢？ 让我们更容易做这些，在爱里面更容易做。
So the reason for Jesus to come is that, with the help and the love from Jesus in love, we can do all these things easier with love.
你看到哈斯要问你说，在新约有没有清清楚楚的教导要做十一的奉献
？So you may still question, is there any teaching in the New Testament about tithes and offering?
大家想不想知道
？Do you want to know?
哎，大家想不想知道
？Do you want to know?
Hello, everybody.
Yes.
没有几个人举手。
So I don't see a lot of hands.
新约有清清楚楚的教导。
So New Testament has teachings on that as well.
第一个，翻开马太福音二十三章。
First in Matthew chapter 23.
当时呢，就说。耶稣呢，就是在讲法利赛人有祸了。
So, this is on when Jesus was saying, like, woe to you, all those Pharisees.
耶稣有时候想讲这个，你有祸了，有祸了。
So a lot of times Jesus would say, okay, woe to you, woe to you.
今天如果耶稣说你有祸了，你怎么感受
？So say if Jesus saying that to you today, what do you think? What do you?
好多时候我们觉得圣经里面有些话好像在骂我，不是骂你，耶稣从来不骂人。
So a lot of times when you read the Bible, it seems that God is rebuking you, but He is not.
耶稣是讲真话。
He is Jesus is saying the truth.
有祸了，就是说有祸了。
So woe to you, meaning that you are in trouble.
耶稣说你有祸了，就是有祸了，他不是在骂你。他是说你有祸了。
He said you are in trouble. It's because you are in trouble. He.
所以他因为他爱法利赛人，说你有祸了。
It is because he loves the Pharisees. That's why he told them that woe to you.
原本希腊文用一个词就是 "Oh, I, Pharisees."
So in Greek, it's what he said.
Oh, I.
Oh, I.
有祸了就是 Oh, I.
So that's why it means Oh, I, woe to you.
Oh, I. 就说心里很痛啊，
so,
你不知道你在做什么。
So it's a pain in your heart that you don't know what you are doing.
所以耶稣就说 Oh, I.
That's why Jesus said, Oh, I.
所以他不是骂人，他说你有祸了。
He's not rebuking you. He's just telling you that woe to you.
听见了没有
？Do you hear that?
那这里呢，其中讲到一个东西，就是关于奉献的事情。
So here, one of the things that he talked about is about tithes and offering.
那二十三节见到你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、青菜献上十分之一。那律法上更重的事就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这更重的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。也念一下。
So woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites!You gave a tenth of your spice, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the Lord, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former.
你怎么读这个圣经？你说，哎呀，牧师，那明明这里讲的就是说，十一奉献不重要嘛，重要的是公义信实嘛。
So you may say, okay, pastor, see, he says more important things are the law and the justice, the mercy, and faithfulness.Also, giving tithes and offering is not that important.
大家要仔细读一下，仔细读一下每一句话。
But pay attention to each verse.
他后面一句话说什么呢？这更重的是你们当行的，就说这公义、良民、信实是你们当行的。不要仅仅说哦，我奉献了十分之一，奉献了就搞，就觉得我什么都做了。
So here it says that more important is on the latter thing.You know, justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
但是后面讲了一句话，最后一句话是什么
？However, there's one more verse after that. What is it?
弟兄姐妹，最后一句话是什么
？What is it, brothers and sisters?
那也是不可不行的。
Without neglecting the former.
那是什么东西
？So what is the former?
那就是讲的是十一奉献。
So former is about tithes and offering.
那是不可不行的。
So the former is not like you have to do the former as well.
所以这里耶稣清楚的教导就是说，更重要的是公益性是节制，但是呢，这些奉献也是需要的，也是不可不行的。
So meaning that Jesus is telling them that you know the more important is the justice, mercy, and faithfulness. However, you still have to practice the former, the tithes and offerings.
那这是耶稣非常清清楚楚的一个教导，就是那是不可不行的。
So this is a clear message that was from Jesus that you have to practice.
但另外一个问题，你就说哦，旧约里面有圣殿啊，有 sacrifice 啊，有立位阶层啊，立位没有土地啊。今天可能牧师，你看你还有房产，你不需要奉献到教会里面来了。
So you may say that you know in the Old Testament, like they still have the temple, you know the house of the Lord, they still have the Levites, you know they need to have the money, right? But now today, pastor, you have your own land, you have your possessions.Why are you still asking for it?
不是我有我自己的土地，因为教会没有给我收入。
It's not because I have my own land; it's that I have no incomes from the church.
有时候我曾经有过一段时间有很少的收入，那好多时候是没有收入。
So in the past, during a brief time, I did get some incomes from the church, but most of the times I don't receive any incomes.
这个我并没有任何的抱怨，因为神真的祝福。
So for this matter, I have no complaints because God has blessed me.
但是呢，这不是说大家不应该奉献。
So it is.
包括我自己也要奉献。
It is not saying that you should not be giving tithes and offerings, including myself. I'm still.Giving tithes and offerings.
那我们再看看这个《哥林多前书》第九章怎么样的教导，就是关于教会里面怎么用作，虽然圣殿不在这里。
So we can also turn to First Corinthians chapter 9. Even though that it's not talking about the temple of the Lord, but it's referring to the church.
那这个第九章呢，是因为。保罗不拿教会的薪水，所以这个哥林多的教会呢，对他说三道四。
So here is because Paul was not receiving any money from the church, so the church of Corinth was, you know, like saying things about him.
那神就圣灵刚动，使徒保罗呢就做了这个奉献的教导。
So the Holy Spirit moved Paul to write this about tithes and offerings.
关于教会的这个传福音的长老，他们的靠福音来吃喝的教导。
So it is a teaching on the elders of the church how they can be, you know, live by preaching the gospel.
第四节到十四节，我来读一下，等一会安娜再读英文。难道我们没有权柄靠福音吃喝吗？难道我们没有权柄娶信主的姐妹为妻，带着一同往来，仿佛其余的使徒和主的弟兄并其发一样吗？独有我与巴拿巴没有权柄不做工吗？谁有税当兵自备粮饷呢？有税在葡萄园不吃园里的果子呢？有税牧羊牛羊不吃牛羊的奶呢？我说这话其实照人的意见，律法不也是这样说吗？就如摩西的律法记载说，牛在场上踹骨的时候不可拢住他的嘴，难道神所挂念的是牛吗？不全是为我们所说的吗？分明是为我们说的，因为耕种的当从这指望去耕种，打成的也当从这得粮的指望去打成。我们若把属灵的种子撒在你们中间，就是从你们收割奉养肉身之物，这还算是大事吗？若别人在你们身上有这权柄，何况我们呢？然而我们没有用这样的权柄，但方是忍受，免得基督的福音被阻隔。你们岂不知为圣事劳碌的就是殿中的物吗？伺候祭坛的就分领堂上的物吗？主也是这样命定，叫传福音的靠着福音养生。但这权柄我全没有用过。我写这话并非是你们这样待我，并非要你们这样待我，因为我宁可死也不叫人是我说话的落了空。我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的，若不传福音我便有祸了。我若甘心做这事就有赏赐，若不甘心责任却已托付我了。 既是这样，我的赏赐是什么呢？就是我传福音的时候，叫人不花钱得福音，免得用尽我传福音的权柄。那后来讲到呢，就说，对，就要到十四节啊，十四节就是，主也是这样命令，叫传福音的靠着福音养生。
这样要读吗？
你读到十四节。
读到十四节 ，OK。So First Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 4, don't we have the right to food and drink? Don't we have the right to take a believing wife along with us and do the other apostles and the Lord's brothers and Cephas? Or is it only I and Barnabas who must work for a living, who serve as soldiers at his own expense, who plants a vineyard and does not eat its grapes, who tends the flock and does not drink the milk? Do I say this merely from a human point of view? Doesn't the Lord say the same thing? For it is written in the law of Moses, do not muzzle an ox while it's treading out the grain. Is it about oxen and God that God is concerned? Surely he says this for us, doesn't he? Yes, this was written for us, because when the plowman plows and threshes, they ought to do in the hopes of sharing in the harvest. If we have sown spiritual seed among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you? If others have this right of support from you, shouldn't we have it all the more? But we did not use this right. On the contrary, we put up with anything rather than hinder the gospel of Christ. Don't you know that those who work in the temple get their food from the temple, and those who serve at the altar share what is offered on the altar? In the same way, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel.
这里简单的来讲呢，就是新约和旧约的一样，就是说旧约里面呢，侍奉祭坛的在祭坛上来吃祭坛上的食物，那新约呢，传福音的要靠着福音来养生。
So it's basically the same as in the Old Testament. So in the Old Testament, those who work for the temple or those who work from the altar, they will receive what is offered on the altar. So in the same way in the New Testament, so those who preach the gospel should also receive their living from the gospel.
就是这是神的教导，就说你看到这个十一节呢，就是我们把属灵的种子撒在你们中间，就是从你们收割奉养肉身之物，还算是大事吗？
So that's why in verse 11 it says, if we have sown spiritual seed among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you?
这里讲了一件事情，就是说神认为呢，就是说供给你属灵的食物比供给你肉身的食物更加的重要。
So God is saying that to give you spiritual food is more important than give you, you know, like real food, actual food.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你有这样的领受吗？
So brother and sister, do you also feel the same way as well?
你怎么样来对待在属灵上帮助你的人？
How do you treat those who help you spiritually?
你认为他的帮助比你这老板给你工钱更重要吗？这是圣经上讲的。
So do you think his help for your spiritual need more important than what your boss is giving you?
但愿神开启我们属灵的眼睛，最主要在我们要信神的话语。你要这样认为的话，你有福了。
So I'm praying that God will open our spiritual eyes. If you actually believe in this, then you are blessed.
那圣经上这里呢，总之一句话就是说，这些传福音的人、教导的人，应该靠着福音来养生，应该。
So here the teaching is that those who preach the gospel should receive the livings from the gospel.
至于说保罗他自己要支帐篷，他不领薪水，那是活该，不是应该，是活该，开玩笑。
So for Paul himself, he chose not to receive the earning from gospel. He was a tent maker, so he made money from the tents. So he did this because he himself decided to do that.
应该还是活该，活该是他自己选择，但应该的事情呢，是我们要做的。
So even though he should receive the earnings from gospel, but he chose not to. He decided not to do that.
我们中间有好多这个传福音的弟兄姐妹，其实他们应该教会来供给他们，但是他们选择不这样，或者生在别的渠道供给他们。哈利路亚。
So and also a lot of us who are preaching the gospel, even though they should be receiving the wages from the gospel, but they chose not to, and God blessed them as well through other, like venues.
那再我们看看这个格林多天，这个提摩太前书第五章十七到十八节。
So let's turn to First Timothy chapter five.
这个十七到十八节。
Verse 17 to 18。
那上谕光临教会的长老，当以为备受加倍的敬奉；那劳苦传道教导人的，更当如此。因为经上说，牛在场上踹骨的时候，不可拢住他的嘴；又说，公认得工价是应当的。
The elders who direct the affair of the church are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, do not muzzle the ox while it is treading out the grain, and the worker deserves his wages.
那这里十七节讲呢，就是说，那过圣谕光临教会的长老，当一位备受加倍的敬奉。
So, 17, it says the elders who direct affairs of the church are worthy of double honor.
我查考了一些希腊的那个加倍的敬奉是什么意思。
So, I actually went to read the Greek version, and I want to find out about what does it mean by double honor.
你先知道这个加倍是什么意思吗？
Do you want to know what does it mean by double honor?
先知道的举手。
Double wage?
就是乘以二，原文就是乘以二。
Simply means, times by two.
这是神的教导，就是教会的长老应该得你们的双倍的，这才对。
So that's what the teaching is. The elders in the church are supposed to get twice as much.
这里说的上谕光临教会的长老，说王明牧师你不上谕光临，你不配得双倍。
It says those who are very good at directing, the church affairs. You may say, okay, Pastor Bing, you are not very good at that.
不善于管理，那就得一半吧。
So yeah, even if you are not good at doing it, then you're supposed to get maybe half.
这不是开玩笑，这是神的话语。
Joking around, but this is actually the word of God.
那下面可能还有几个问题，就是说，第一个，十一奉献不是什么。也很重要。
So also there are questions about tithes and offering. What is not about tithes and offering?
十一奉献不是说我把这十分之一留下来，我自己给穷人，给这里给那里，我看谁，不是这个。
So first of all, tithes and offering is not about you set apart tenths of your earnings and then saying to yourself, okay, I'm giving this money to the poor, to the needed. It's not.
因为这里面有一个极大的区别，就是说，当你把它奉献到神的殿里面呢，你失去了主权，这是神的东西。但是你要自己要奉献，这是你是主人。
So there are differences between the two, because when you give the tithes and offering to the Lord, you are giving the authority of how to use the money to the Lord. But if you withdraw the money and holding it to yourself and saying, I'm going to give the money to the poor, to the needy, then you are still holding the authority of the money.
神要你大家做十一奉献，就是说你在这十分之一的上面，你要把从宝座上下来，你不是主人，神是主人。
So God is giving us the teaching on tithes and offering is that you have to let go from the throne of the money so that you will give the authority back to the Christ.
大家当然知道 Bill Gates 做很多的慈善事情，是不是？
So you will know that you all know that Bill Gates is doing a lot of givings.
他是不是为神做的？
So is he doing it for the Lord?
你知道意大利的黑手党做很多的慈善事业，知道吗
？Do you know the gangs in Italy? They also
mafia.
The mafia gangs also do a lot of good things as well. Do you know that?
而且他做很多很多的慈善事业。
And they actually giving a lot.
他是为神做的吗？
So are they doing it for the Lord?
他是奉献给神的吗？
Are they giving it to the Lord?
所以这里面有很大的区别。好多人做慈善事业是他成为自我成就的一种表现。
So there are great differences between the two because a lot of people they are giving out their offerings, giving out their money because they are trying to, you know, accomplish their own pride.
那这个事业奉献呢，你得完全的要把自己放下，也 no self。
However, for tithes and offering for the Lord, you are completely let go of your own self.
所以大家也非常清楚，旧约新约都是奉献到神的殿里。
So you have to know clearly that in the Old Testament and the New Testament, they are both giving it to the house of the Lord.
那旧约里面呢，奉献到圣殿，在会堂时代就是当地的会堂。
So in the Old Testament, they are giving to the house of the Lord, and in the New Testament, they are just giving to.
在会堂时代，会堂是 synagogue.
Title of synagogue, so they are giving it to the synagogues. So in the New Testament, they are just giving to wherever that they get.
No, I didn't talk about New Testament yet.
Okay.
You can preach, I can translate.
Sorry. I'm giving back the authority.
圣殿的时代就是奉献到圣殿。
So in the time of 圣殿
temple,
so they are giving it to the temple.
在 synagogue 就是他们分散在世界各地呢，犹太人就当地的聚会处，他们就奉献在当地的聚会处。
So during the times when the Jewish was scattered around the land, they are giving it to the local synagogues that they attend.
那时候他们有没有 internet, 没有什么 World Vision Card 的，没有红十字会，对不对？这些东西当然他们也不知道往别的地方奉献。今天有这些，对不对？
So of course back then they don't have internet, they don't have Red Cross, they don't have, you know, like all sort of venues for them to giving out their money. Of course they all giving it back to the synagogues.
那新约的时代究竟奉献在哪里？
So in the New Testament, where do you actually giving your money to?
圣经究竟怎么样教导？
So what does the Bible say?
那我呢不想把我自己的意思加给大家。
So I don't want to giving out my opinions for you.
弟兄姐妹，你要听我的意思，还是要听神的意思
？So, brothers and sisters, do you want to listen to my own opinions, or do you want to listen to what the Lord says?
你要听神的意思的举手。
So, those who want to listen to the Lord, please raise your hand.
没人举手。
No one is raising your hand.
听牧师的意思的举手。
So, if you want to listen to the pastor, then raise your hand.
Okay, I hope. 所以呢，好的，听牧师的也举手，你不举手的话也不好意思不听牧师。所以希望我讲的就是从神来，那是最好的。
So I'm hoping that what
为我祷告。
What I say is from the Lord, so pray for me so that what I say is from the Lord.
其实呢，新约时代呢，真还没有很清楚的教导，说你要奉献在是不是当地教会啊，这里那里啊，没有很清楚的教导。
So actually, there is no clear instructions how you should give in the New Testament. Then it's not saying that you will give to the local church or, you know, or whatever.
但是呢，从旧约、新约，就是刚才的教导，你们知道是这是奉献在神的奉献给神的。
But in the Old Testament and New Testament, you know that all the money are giving to the house for the Lord, for the house of the Lord.
那很多的教会教导呢，就是说应该奉献在自己。所属的教会是十一奉献，你要做别的奉献呢，你就有多余的你就奉献在别的地方。很多教会这样的教导。
So a lot of church a lot of churches teachings is that you're supposed to give the tithes and offering to your own church, and if you have more than enough, then you can give out to other churches as well.
那我自己呢，非常的注意哪个是圣经上的教导，哪个不是圣经上的教导。
For me myself, I pay a lot of attention to what is the real teaching of the Bible and what is not from the Bible.
那因为这个呢没有很明确的教导，那我自己认为呢，就是说要奉献在属神的机构也是没有问题的。
So for so because there are no clear instructions on where you should go and put your tithes and offering, for myself, I think if you put it into any institutions that belong to the Lord, then it should be okay.
那也是奉献给神的。
Of course, this is also, you know, for the giving to the Lord.
但是首先呢，你要先到自己所属的教会。
So, but first of all, you have to think about the church that you are attending.
那原因也很简单，你要问几个问题。
The reasons are simple as well. You should ask few questions first.
那第一个，这是不是我属灵的家？
First of all, is this my spiritual home?
我家里有没有需要？
Is there any need in my spiritual home?
那我们的传道人的这个薪水怎么样？
So is the elders how is that making a living?
那我们的租金怎么样？
How much are we paying for the rent?
我们以后的发展会怎么样？
And how are we going to be in the future as a church?
这是我所关心的吗？
So is this something that you care about?
所以如果一个人在一个教会里面受教，刚才讲了，他说施教的人当受加倍的敬拜，因为教导对你来说比吃饭很重要，所以你要看重这一点。
So because the Bible says that those who are caring about the church should get double honors, then you have to, you know, pay attention to all of these things.
你如果在一个教会受教导，你又奉献在另一个教会。
If you are getting the spiritual teachings from one church and you're giving out to the other church,
那如果不是特殊的原因的话，这有点奇怪。
So unless for special reasons, then it sounds strange.
那如果你觉得这个教会不值得你奉献，那你为什么要来参加这个教会？
So if you are asking yourself that, oh, this church does not deserve my givings, then why are you still here?
那如果当然就我们这里受洗长大的弟兄姐妹不懂得这个奉献的道理呢，我们牧者要悔改，因为我们没有好好教导。
So if those who are baptized and growing up in this church and you do not understand the teachings of tithes and offerings, as a pastor I have to repent because I have not given out the instructions.
因为这是你成长的家。
Because this is a home for you to grow.
你应该要来关心他。
And you are supposed to care about your spiritual home.
所以首先要来关心你属灵的家，其次你可以再关心别的这个属灵的机构。
So first of all, you should pay attention to your spiritual home first, and then you can pay attention to your other, you know, spiritual homes.
那关于这个管理的形式，我要讲讲管理的一个形式，可能好多人也感兴趣这个。
And also, I'm going to talk about how we manage money.
那第一个，可能好多弟兄姐妹在也有问题说，我们教会从来也不贴，不我们不奉献多少，用了多少。
So first of all, a lot of people ask me in the past that how come our church never, you know, telling us how much we donated, you know, throughout the month.
那在旧约时代呢，就交给祭司去管理，立位人去管理。
So in the Old Testament, all the monies that they got are being managed by the priests.
那以色列人呢？别的人呢？就去不去过问这个事情
？So the Jews will not, you know, question about like how they use those money.
他们如果管理出了问题，神呢亲自光教他们。这在圣经里面有很多的例子。
So if they manage not well, for the money, and God is going to, you know.Give out punishment. So it is written in the Old Testament as well.
那在新约的时代呢，我们的教会怎么管理呢？这个就是说，圣经里面，讲的呢，就是说这个神所拣选的仆人，他应该是忠心的。
So in the New Testament, so it says those who are chosen by the Lord, they have to be, you know, loyal, trustworthy.
那各个教会呢有不同的做法。那第一种做法呢，有的教会非常的透明，就是他把所有的人奉献多少啊，每个月都公布出来，用了多少，支出多少，都会公布的。
So some church, they are quite open and, you know, like transparent. They will list like how much each person have donated throughout the month, and then they will just giving out as a, you know, like open.
另外一些教会呢，把一个大致的今年收进多少。出了多少？大致的给大家报告一下。
So in other church, they will give out, you know, like at year end, they will give out, okay, how much they have received and how much they have spent.
有些教会呢，就说，就像我们信仰教会，就说我们不报告，不报告。
And for some church, like say Church of Zion, they say, okay, we do not give out any statements.
那我也不太清楚理由是什么，我们是跟着母堂在做。
So I personally do not understand the reason why, but we are just doing it with the mother church, Church of Zion.
那我想其中一个原因呢，就是我们教会母堂的牧者就说，圣经怎么说就怎么做，旧约新约从来没有说我要给大家要有个交代。
So I believe that Church of Zion is doing what the Bible says, because in the Old Testament and New Testament they never say that you have to give out the statements to the people.
那这是完全是一个信任。
So it is out of trust.
管理的人必须要对神负责，要对法律负责。
So those who manage the money, they have to be trustworthy. They have to be responsible to themselves and also to the Lord and to the law.
我自己呢，觉得这种各种形式都是可以的。
For myself, I think like all kind of systems are okay.
如果大家但是我们目前呢，没有这个弟兄姐妹兴起来，没有足够的这不是足够的人，而是兴起来能够管理财务，单独的来管理财务。
However, for our church, we do not have, you know, we do not have people that can help to manage the money.
那这是一个非常重要的，其实一个职分，那个管理财务，因为这个地方呢有好多的撒旦会试探啊，各方面要非常成熟的弟兄姐妹。
So, so because you are managing money, so there is a lot of, you know.Testing from the Satan, so you need someone who is very mature in order to do this.
你可能说，牧师，你是不是夸大其词，太严肃了对这个问题
？So you will ask me that, okay, Pastor, are you being too serious on this matter?
这就是牧师今天要来告诉你的一些事情，是你可能不知道的。
So this is what the pastor has to tell you, things that you do not know.
有些东西为什么让牧者教导？有些就是因为你有些东西真的不知道。
So why is it some teaching has to be coming from the pastors? Because those are the things you do not know.
在光临教会的这个财务的弟兄姐妹呢，曾经有过这样的，就说他看出账入账，他看到一个长老那么有钱，为什么不奉献？他对这个人就开始有看法。
So, for example, that you know, a person who are managing the money, they will see, okay, this is how much this particular elder is receiving, and he is not giving out. Then this person start to have a you know judgment on the person.
你想想，如果这个人的这个属灵的生命不思壮的话，每一个月看到这个长老挣那么多钱，每一个月他就不奉献，每一个月挣那么，他会对他会有影响的。
Imagine this person, every month he goes through the statement and saying, okay, this elder is receiving this much, but he never giving out anything. Over time, this matter can impact the person.
包括我自己在这件事情上也都受很多的试探，所以我不看教会的账目，我看的话会给大家产生一些不同的看法。
So that's why for me, myself, I also do not want to go through the balances, you know, like each month how people are giving out, because for me, it will also impact myself as well.
所以这个我要做很多的祷告，就是说，我说主啊，那个弟兄肯定有他的原因，对吧？那个弟兄他肯定或者给到别的地方找借口给我的弟兄的找借口，不然我会弄断他。
So I have to find excuses for myself that okay, maybe he has his own reasons.You know, like maybe he has needs in somewhere else. I have to find excuses. Otherwise, I will, you know, judge that person.
所以呢，就是说这个管理这些东西呢，我们希望教会将来有自己的管理的系统。如果神带领的话。
So according, I mean, about the management, of course, we are wishing that our church will have our own system to manage our own things.
所以让大家知道，可能有不同管理的方法。大家为我们的教会来祷告。
So I want to tell you about different ways of managing our church, but you guys can also pray for us as well.
那因为这是一个属灵的家，你要拥有。
Because this is a spiritual home, then you have to embrace it.
最后一点我要讲的就是，你刚才为什么讲这个十一奉献和将来 你能不能在灾难里面受神的保守，很有关系呢。
Last thing about what I said earlier about tithes and offering, it will have something to do of your protection when tribulations come.
So, 我刚才讲了，就是我住在阿布斯菲尔的这个地区，在过去曾经一次泥石流的时候呢，神告诉他不要走那条路，他就得救了。
So, as I said earlier, a brother who lives in Abbotsford, he was on a way to Kamloops.And God told him not to take that road, and after the road that he's supposed to take had a mudslide.
后来在阿布斯福德卖房子，他就买在高地上。
So after he bought the land in Abbotsford, a house in Abbotsford, he bought it on higher ground.
在阿布斯福德发大水的那一天，我正好在阿布斯福德，我就不能做我的事情，神要让我们医院里面去看病。
So that day when the rain poured down, I supposed to go and work in Abbotsford, but because the Lord has stopped me from going there, so I returned and went to visit a brother in the hospital.
在这些灾难来临的时候，你能够听到神向你讲的话吗？你能够顺服吗？
So in all of these troubles and tribulation, when it comes, can you submit and listen to the voice of the Lord?
这跟十一奉献有什么关系呢？
What does it have anything to do with tithes and offering?
有一个例子，我就不放圣经了，因为这时间的关系，就是创世纪记载呢，索多玛、俄摩拉被神毁灭的时候呢，罗德的妻子发生在他身上的事情。
So because of time, we are not going to read the passage in the Old Testament. It's when God sent down the fire to burn the city of Gomorrah and Gomorrah.Sodom and Gomorrah, the Lord's wife, on the way when she ran, she turned around and became a salt.
那个地方呢，就是圣经讲到呢，索多玛、俄摩拉的这个罪大恶极，神就是天上降下火来呢，就要烧灭这两个城市。
So in the Bible says, because the city of Sodom and Gomorrah was in such a sin that God has to send down sulfur and fire to burn the cities.
当神看到罗德是一个义人呢，就让他要出来，在这个毁灭之前，让他要逃跑。
But when God sees Lot as a righteous man, God took him out from the city.
那里面写到几个人呢，大家要注意，是他的女婿，女婿呢嘲笑天使讲的话。
So you have to pay attention to some of the people that are mentioned in those verses.One of those people are his daughter-in-law, I mean son-in-law. The son-in-law was mocked him and did not believe in the words of the angels.
所以呢，他的女婿都没有出来，两个女儿跟着罗德出来。
So all his sons-in-law did not was not spared, and only the daughters and him and the wife ran.
后来他的妻子呢发生了一件事情，他回头的时候呢。就变成了羊柱，圣经上讲。
And also, for Lot's wife, she turned around and she became a pillar of salt.
讲到这个回头呢，好多人就说：“哎呦，神怎么人家回一下头，你就把它变成羊柱了？”
So for turning around, you will say, okay, why God knew this such thing? You know, she just turned around and then she became a pillar.
弟兄姐妹，我相信你非常的关心什么叫做回头。弟兄姐妹，你好多时候你是不愿意回头，是不是
？So I believe that all of you will care a lot about your turning around your head. So I know there are things that you don't want to turn around.
好多时候回头是非常重要，好多时候回头非常危险。
So sometimes turning around is very important. However, sometimes when you turn around, it's very dangerous.
那个地方讲的回头，不是说是头回了一下，那个就像中国里面唱的往前走啊。莫回头，是那个回头。
So, that turnaround is not as if the turnaround her head. It is that, you know, like a Chinese saying that when you actually move forward, do not look back.
不要 look back, 不要回头看，不要回头留恋，留恋你的那些东西，不要留恋过去。
So do not turn around, do not look back on the things, you know, like the things that you belongs to you.
罗德的太太呢？那个时候没有说发生了什么，他回头就说：“我的猪啊，我的牛啊，我的首饰啊，哎呦，我的首饰啊！”因为你知道罗德为什么去索多玛吗？因为索多玛是很富有的地方，他选择那个地方。 要发财。
So for Lot's wife, she's thinking about, you know, like all her possessions, you know, her jewelries, her, you know, like sheep and cattle. But you know why Lot went to the city of Gomorrah? Because the city was very rich back then.
对不起，这一段是我加的，不是写在圣经里。我非常在意哪个是我讲的，是圣经讲的。
Okay, sorry about you know my description for the lost wife because it's something that you know from my understanding is not in the Bible.
但是回头这个词确实讲的是回头回到过去。
So actually, turning around meaning that you know going back to the past.
他为什么回头？因为留恋他的金银财宝。
Why did she turn around? Because she is still longing for, you know, like thinking about all her possessions.
这跟十一奉献有什么关系？
What does it have something to do with the tithes and offering?
你今天如果神给你的十奉拿出来一奉的时候，抓耳挠腮，该不该奉献？是不是十分之一是旧约的事情？是不是五分之一也可以？恩典时代，恩典，恩典，恩典。哎呀，我不用奉献的，牧师。
So, for example, that when you're giving out tenth of everything, and you think, okay, should I give 10 or should I keep like you know 5%, I mean 50%, or you know like it seems that the pastor is having a good life, then should I just keep it myself?
弟兄姐妹，你今天这样抓耳挠腮想来想去呢，明天阿伯斯哥的发洪水的时候你在那里呢，你还是继续这样做的啊？是真的吗？他们报道是错的吧？哦，我的这个猪，我的羊，这个声音不是从生来的，是魔鬼来的吧
？So if you think about that way, then in the same way, if the flooding came in Abbotsford, you will still think, okay, is the report true? Is it you know like should I just go or should I just stay? Or you know like you know you will have a second thought about things.
这是一种习惯，你要训练你自己。神不是需要你的十分之一，神要训练你能够舍下什么，你能够得到什么。
So it is a mindset that has to be trained. You know, like when God speaking to you, that you have to know what you should begin giving up and what things you should let go.
所以我们从小我们的孩子挣来的任何的钱，十分之一分享到教会。
So that's why for my children that every thing that they earn from since they are young, they will give up tens or everything to the Lord.
你今天不懂得把这个拿出来跟给神的话，你明天神说你放下一切，灾难来了，你赶紧跑，你能跑吗
？So today, if you cannot let go of the tenth of your earnings, and tomorrow, if God says run away, can you let go of the things that in your house and then actually run away?
十分之一都舍不得，全部。要舍下，你能舍下吗
？If you cannot let go of the tenth, how can you let go of everything?
所以弟兄姐妹，神做的一切都是为了爱我们。
So everything that the Lord does is for Him to love us.
今天要清清楚楚的让大家知道，十一奉献不是一个 option， 可做可不做的。
So I'm wanting to let you know that tithes and offering is not an option.
祷告，你一定要做。
To pray that you can do it.
就像孝敬父母、宽恕别人一样，没有借口。
Same as respect your parents and forgiving others, because there are no excuses. You have to.
因为是神的话。
Because these are the words of the Lord.
那我们中间可能有一些弟兄姐妹还没有完全的信主，是听了这个信息是哦，要让我叫我去十一奉献，不信了，不去休息了。
So some of you, you know, that you may not.You are still trying to understand the gospel. You say, "Okay, now I listen to this message, and then I decided, no, I'm not going to be a Christian. Run away."
所以你不用担心这个事情，因为圣经里面从来没有让不信主的人来奉献。
So do not worry about this, because in the Bible, it never required for unbeliever to give.
原因也很简单，我不会叫我的爸爸不会叫不是他儿子的人来孝敬他。拿钱来给人家，不会的。
So the reason is simple. Like my father will not ask someone who is not his son and ask that person to respect him and by giving him anything.
首先要认识生命的主。
So So first of all, you have to know the Lord of your life.
所以你今天没有信主呢，不奉献，你要平平安安。你想要认识耶稣非常重要。
So,
你不认识，你奉献他，他也不一定高兴。
So if you do not know him yet, you do not have to give, and you peace will be with you too.
因为神不要你的钱。
Because God does not want your money anymore.
包括这十奉子也不是神要要的。
The tithes is not something God requires.
Do you know that God can raise other people,
other venues to help the pastors?
啊，弟兄姐妹，这个你奉献是奉献给神的。
So brothers and sisters, what you give is for the Lord.
所以呢，大家要在这个事情上呢，弟兄姐妹要去好好的来祷告，认真的要来悔改，要做十一奉献。
So, brothers and sisters, so on this matter, you have to pray and repent, yeah, on the tithes and offerings.
那有的人可能听了这个信息，哎呀，回家以后说，王斌牧师又要要钱了。我跟你说得很清楚，我不要你的钱。
So, now, brothers and sisters, you may say, go home and say, okay, oh, Pastor Bing is asking me for money. I'm telling you, I'm not asking you for money.
这一点上面，神已经让我。我觉得通过了考试。
So on this matter, I felt that God has already helped me pass the test.
我从来不管教会有没有人奉献，从来不管教会多少人，我只愿意来服侍神。
So for myself, I never really care about how many people have given tithes and offering to the church and how many people are here. I always give it out to the Lord. I am just serving Him with my whole heart.
神要我自己做十一奉献。
God require ask me to give tens of my earnings.
我会一分不少的来做。
And I will do it with, you know, like one cent. I mean, I will not spare one cent.
那所以呢，就说是你们好多的弟兄姐妹要这个科目属灵的恩赐，说您来看到异象啊，有先知的恩赐啊，服侍人有力啊，其实这个十一奉献有非常大的关系。
A lot of people thinking about getting spiritual anointings, you know, like things that like, you can be praying for other people will get healed. Everything, all of these giftings, first of all, you have to give time.
还有你和人的关系好不好啊？夫妻的感情怎么样啊？都跟这个东西有关系。
And also about relationship problems, whether you want to have a better relationship with your spouse, all of these will.You know, matters with this.
你跟你的太太或者先生有好的关系，就在于你能不能牺牲自己。
So, if you want to have a better relationship between you and your spouse, first of all, it depends on whether you are willing to sacrifice yourself.
所以神爱你，训练你先从这十分之一开始。
That's why God will train you, starting from you know, giving out tithes and offering.
所以我们来祷告，一起来祷告。
So let's pray.
主啊，我们天上的父亲。
Our Father in heaven.
你的话语立定在天。
Your words establish the heaven and the earth.
神就是爱。
God is love.
在你那边没有毫无黑暗。
In you there is no darkness.
你带来的智慧都是清洁的智慧。
And all the wisdom from you are pure, clean wisdom.
你说满山的牛羊都是你的。
You said all the cattle on the mountains are yours.
你说我饿的话，我要来问你吗
？You ask well, if you are hungry, do you ask your people for food?
圣经里面，你来用乌鸦叼饼来养活你的仆人以利亚。
So in the Bible, you feed your servant Elisha from a crow.
难道神的仆人需要人的奉献吗？
So does your servants need the earnings from your people?
这一切也都是为了我们的好处。
But everything you did was for our own good and purpose.
当我们都像亚伯拉罕、雅各一样，自己主动的来奉献。
We pray that all of us can be like Abraham and like Jacob. That can
明白你的心意就是爱。
Give out tens of everything because understand your You understand your thing is to love.
你要让我们在末世的时候，这个是金钱，敌基督要借着金钱要抓住人的时候，让我们有那个自由。
So in the end times, when the Antichrist are trying to get people through greed, greedy needs and money, then keep us from all those things.
启示录里面清楚地记载，将来神被刻上六六六的记号，跟这个金钱很有关系。
So in the Revelations, when people are on the mark of 666, the mark of beast, it has something to do with money as well.
主啊，你让我们在金钱上是自由的。
Lord, help us to have the freedom in money.
让我们来遵行你的话，你说真理叫人得自由。
So that we can have the freedom because your word, truth gives us the freedom.
主啊，我们祷告除去仇敌一切的谎言。
So we pray that you will cast out all the lies from the enemies.
让弟兄姐妹在灵里面是自由的。
So that our brothers and sisters will have the freedom in the spirit.
当当的来回应你的话。
So they will respond to your words.
没有借口。
No excuse.
而是求你给力量。
May you strengthen us.
胜过一切的试探和诱惑。
So that we can overcome all the testing.
在末世一切的灾难里面。听见你的声音就能够取信。
So that we can hear your words and act it out when in the end times.
就能够蒙你的保守。
So that we can have the protection from you.
奉主耶稣的名。
His name.
Amen. Amen. 现在几点？是不是已经十二点？
11:55。
11:55啊。
Now it's 11:55.
11:55. 对齐，还有恩典。啊，就这样。因着时间的关系啊，如果弟兄姐妹有回应的话，也可以来回应。
So because of time, if you want to respond, you can also respond as well.
好多人在十一奉献方面有非常美好的见证。
我问一下，就是如果那个夫妻之间他不同意，就是关键
的。Good question.
So the question is, if you and your spouse do not agree, what do you do?
Actually, I prepared an example, but I forgot. Thank you. We are in the same spirit. 如果夫妻不同意的话呢？如果夫妻不同意的话呢？你的心很重要，你要做祷告。你说主啊，我愿意，你来开门。
So if you do not agree between you and your spouse, then you have.
因为神看人的内心。
Because God will look into your heart.
这就是我简短的回答。
So that's my simple response.
那我要举一个例子。
I want to give you an example.
曾经我们有一个姐妹呢，在我们的教会啊，她受洗以后呢，就她先生不信主，她想奉献，但先生不让。
So there was a sister in our church that when she became a believer, she wanted to give, but her husband did not agree because her husband didn't believe.
昨天我给他打电话，他因为住得很远，我说你要上周五，你好长时间没去教会了，要上周五。
I actually just called her yesterday and asked her to go on the Zoom because she haven't been to a church for a while.
他后来呢，因为要奉献呢，他的先生是不同意的。
So she wanted to give, but her husband did not agree.
他不但不同意，现在先生说，王炳牧师把我的老婆骗到教会去奉献金钱。
But he was saying that, okay, Pastor Bin have deceived my wife to the church and for the money, for the purpose of money.
后来他自己很想奉献的，他就把他的私房钱拿出来，给我们教会里面做饭，是做了一年多两年。
So because she really wanted to give, so she used her own pocket money for our church, and she was cooking meals for our church for about a year.
那感谢主，就是说，的神也很奇妙。他的先生后来在你做一个大手术的时候呢，他先生自己就说：“为我祷告，为我祷告。”
So praise the Lord that so her husband later on had a big operations and during that time and he was asking the church to pray for him.
后来祷告的时候呢，很生气，手术做得非常的成功，因为是要换器官，里面的器官要换掉。
Praise the Lord that the operation was a success because it was a difficult operation because they were doing some transplant.
你知道换了器官以后啊，好多时候器官跟脊柱的跟原来的身体有好多人几年以后会出问题。
So, you know, like after you, if you have an organ transplant, usually you will have very adverse symptoms afterwards.
那很奇妙的，在我们祷告的时候啊，第一个就是它的指标呢越来越坏，越来越好，因为要拿到那个器官啊，就要看见坏到什么程度。结果因为它越来越坏呢，很快就拿到那个器官。
So because of prayer, like, miracle happened. Because for you, for you, in order to get an organ, you have to have a very, you know, bad indications on your body in order to get an organ transplant. So her body, his body was, you know, getting a lot of worse, so that he was getting the transplant, I mean, the organs quickly.
那后来呢，就把它放在那个priority 就放在前面，而且是血型啊什么都一样的一个器官就拿到。
So they put him on a higher priority. So very quickly he got the match organ.
后来装好以后呢，各方面情况非常非常的好。
But and after the transplant, everything was well.
现在大概有20年的功夫过去了 ，no problem.
So now it's about 20 years passed since his transplant, and nothing. I mean, just no problem at all.
但因着这个姐妹呢，非常的爱主，也爱她的先生。
Because this sister loved the church and loved God, and also loved his husband. Her
在他这个换好器官的时候呢，到我家里来看我。
So after the transplant, she came visit me.
他清楚的知道是神帮助了他。
那个男的。
Also,
he came visit me, and he knew clearly that it was the Lord who helped him in the operation.
我就问他，你要不要接受主
？And I asked him, "Oh, do you want to receive the Lord?"
他跪下就接受主。
And he knelt down and he received the Lord.
过去他说王明牧师没本事就去当牧师，骗我的老婆到教会去奉献。
So in the past he used to say that, oh, it is because Pastor Bing has no other, you know, abilities, so that's why he is a pastor in a church, and he deceived my wife to the church for money.
等他回来接受主的时候呢，他说我的太太，如果你要让她做什么，我都支持她。但是我的身体里面不太方便，不是什么。但我太太做什么，我都支持她。
So after the surgery, and he was saying to me that okay, everything that my wife does, I will support her 100%. Like if you want, because my body, I mean, he was just healing, right? He was not very mobile. But everything that his wife needs to do, that he will support her.
昨天我打电话的时候，他说他的先生 perfect。
Last night when I called her, and she was saying that her husband was perfect.
那为什么讲到十一奉献讲呢？就是他的心就是愿意奉献。
So why am I talking about this? Because her heart for tithes and offering, she was willing to do it.
但是那时候他先生不要他奉献，他就用他的私房钱来给我们做饭吃，做了好几年。
But because that her husband didn't want to do that, so she just used her own pocket money.
所以呢，就是说弟兄姐妹，有一些具体的情况临到的时候呢，你最主要的有一个祷告在那里。
So there are different situations. So
David,
that you have.
你是不是有风险啊？是 David 吗？
Alvin, 你能 mute 了他吗？
上不去了。
上不去了。
OK. Hello, David. 有什么风险的吗 ？OK. OK. 没事没事。好，谢谢你的问题。还有别人有什么问题或者风险吗
？So anyone else wanna have a question or you wanna share as well?
Praise the Lord. When you go home, you can pray on this
matter.
让我们的教会呢，家里上的家里也有粮。
So that our church will have food.
神如果以后的日子让我们，给薪水给如果神有一些人兴起来传福音，给薪水的话，我们能够给得出。
So So that if God will raise people, you know, doing the gospel work, then we will have enough to give out as a wage, as a, yeah.
但是希望这些不是大家的负担，而是你实现的成就对。
I'm hoping that this will not become a burden for you, but everything you do, you should be for the Lord.
好的，感谢主，主啊，我们感谢你。
Yes, Lord, we praise you, Lord.
愿今天的话语种在我们每一个弟兄姐妹的心里。
May the words become a seed sown in our hearts today.
就像马拉基书第三章讲的，你来试试我。
Just like what Malachi chapter 3 has said.
我会不会打开天上的窗户？
Test me and
倾覆给你。
Test me and I will give you. I will open up the floodgate of the heaven.
愿我们的弟兄姐妹都来受服而蒙福。
Help us so that we can submit and receive the blessing from you.
主啊，我们再次宣告，我们过去如果没有做到，啊，也不被定罪。主啊，因为你来就是赦免我们的。
And once again, we will ask you if we didn't do it in the past. We will ask you for your forgiveness.
主啊，是的，主，你来就是要来帮助我们的。
You are here to help us.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，赞美，奉主耶稣的名。
Yes, Lord, we praise you. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.